WTBR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. 5 days of official mourning are underway in Iran, where two of the country's most influential political figures are confirmed dead in a helicopter crash. Hassan Ahmadian is a professor at the University of Tehran.
Generally, the country is in shock because no one, neither side, actually expected such a tragic end for the President Raisi and his foreign minister.
The Ayatollah Khamenei has appointed the first vice president to act as interim leader until elections are held within 50 days. Raisi was a protege of the Ayatollah and considered a possible successor. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
Back in the 80s, he effectively signed the death warrants for thousands of dissidents, mainly leftists. He's been involved in, as president, since 2021, in massive crackdowns.
He also led Iran in enriching uranium. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard, welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Didrick and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Expectations were exceeded to place flags for veterans at cemeteries this weekend. Sean Plant is the post commander for VFW Post 2534. He said he was really happy with the turnout to help put flags on veterans' graves in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday, May 18th.
Are you happy with the turnout today?
Absolutely. This is one of the biggest turnouts we've had in quite a few years.
He said there were more people from the public that turned out this year, plus people from several groups.
We counted about a little over 60 members of the public. Plus, we had representatives from VFW Post 2534, Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 101, and Disabled American Veterans Chapter 55.
Everyone helped place or replace worn-out flags on veterans' graves at Forest Hills and Calvary Cemetery this past Saturday. Memorial Day is Monday, May 27th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for kicking off your week with us. Got your host, James, behind the mic. We are joined by the head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for kicking off your week with us, everybody. Fun stuff on the way. We're going to kick things off the way we like to, talking a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. Brittany, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing down there?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty soaked up here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm still drying off, but we're good.
Yeah, it's what a dreary, rainy Monday to start the week off, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it going to get better?
No, it's not, unfortunately. We're gonna be...
She's honest, at least. Yeah. She's just ripped the Band-Aid right off. I love it, Brittany. Thank you.
Right, we just have to. I kind of warned you on Friday that it was going to be a really crummy, dreary start to the week, and it sure is. So highs all week long, they're going to be in the upper 60s to low 70s. That's all we're getting. No more 80s this week. Those are gone. Hope you soaked it up over the weekend because we've got just some cooler temperatures and some wet weather. So first, we're just getting the soaking rain this morning. This is all along the warm front. Today's highs, upper 60, mostly cloudy, dreary, damp. We've got more rounds of rain rolling in this afternoon as well, potentially. But for a majority of the states, a lot of us are going to dry out overnight. And then the next round pushes in early tomorrow morning. And then the severe weather strikes tomorrow afternoon. Now, we do have a chance for a few storms tonight, but I think a lot of those are going to stay south of our area and definitely more east as well into the state, where they're going to see some hail risks of severe storms. But if we get any of them here, it'll just be heavy downpours and some large hail. Now, we've already seen about a half an inch of rain. We could see another quarter of an inch today. And then tomorrow, in some of these storms, we're looking at another half an inch to an inch of rain. So with all of that rain in just 48 hours, we're probably going to see some localized flooding as soon as tomorrow morning. So expect those puddles to be growing, those rivers to be rising, and today's the day to prep if you live by any of those creeks or rivers that usually flood.
Get things off the basement floor.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Is this going to help with our drought situation in the state, Brittany?
Absolutely. Every drop will help, but it's not fun when you're kind of in a drier condition and then you get it all at once, that it doesn't absorb it as well as it should. So it kind of actually enhances the flooding potential because it's so dry, which is hard to make sense of, but, you know, it's not good, as good as absorbing as it should be.
It was spread out over a broader period of time.
Brittany, where do you buy galoshes? Just curious. I have no idea where to buy galoshes anymore. I don't even know if you can. I don't know where you find them. We'll look into that. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for joining us to talk tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks,
you
Brittany.
Brittany joins us every morning right in this time slot. Get you ready for what Mother Nature has in store for the day. We appreciate her for that and her good work. Good work coming up for me from the team, everybody. We'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. We are going to talk about one of our Wisconsin congressmen, senators, people. I don't know.
Politician.
Politician. Nice. We will also get into 2024 is the year of the return of the long-lost weather vanes. Dun, dun, dun.
They were missing?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
They just kind of walked off.
It's a thing we need.
Yes.
Got the five jobs with the most millionaires. Get into that. Could be kind of interesting, actually. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the Kitchen's Open segment. Melissa's got a great one lined up for you today. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to dive into that.
Weather's not cooperating, but fine, whatever.
Have some entertainment news for you as well. We're going to say goodbye to a great character actor. We're going to talk a little bit about Madonna and Meryl Streep and some other fun stuff we'll get into there. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into a couple of other topics. How many of us think E.T. is a scary character?
I thought he was.
We got to vote already. And 21 controversial food opinions. We do not shy away from the hard topics around here. We will dive into that.
21?
Yeah, I know. There's 21.
That's an odd number.
It is odd, technically. It's not that weird of a number, though.
But it is odd. That's great. That was well played. I love good wordplay.
For a list, usually they do the whole 5-10 thing. That's interesting. I like it.
But let's kick things off here. And I don't like to do this to y'all before 8 a.m., but or 9 a.m., I should say. But we are going to want your audience participation. Everybody pull out your morning show play-at-home version. Made sure everybody, one of our listeners, got one of those. Go ahead and get ready to call up 715-424-2600. And keep in mind, you can do that in the next segment as well with our birthday and anniversary club. About half of us can envision a day when we don't use cash. Okay. How many of you used, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope everybody out there had a great weekend as well. How many of you used cash this weekend?
I used a lot of cash this weekend because we went rummage sailing.
Right. Oh.
And you can't rummage sail without cash.
So, very true.
See, that's a good point already. Wow. Mm. Yeah.
Seth, did you?
I gave my $3 to Beth so she could use it to buy something.
Okay.
So you say about how much cash I have.
By proxy,
on me.
Yeah. You did.
You did use cash today, both of you. So in this, just as a good note there, I appreciate you guys, that you guys. Can you envision a day where we don't use cash, we don't use a dollar in a good way? In a new survey, 48% of people say that they expect to see a cashless society within their lifetime. And some people are already prepared. 15% say that they never carry cash, which is up significantly from a poll 5 years ago when just 4% said the same. But not everyone is there. 71% of people say that they still have some level of everyday reliance on cash.
Wow.
And have used cash within the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, digital money is a big driver in the cashless society. It's not just credit cards. It's mobile wallets and services like PayPal, Venmo, and all those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The way things are going, it seems like it could happen, but there are hurdles when it comes to poorer people who can't afford smartphones, right. Those with bad credit, people who are unbanked, and those who can't deal with technology, mm-hmm. which is a gigantic group that yes. ranges in age all over the gamut and ranges by sex and race and all these other things.
And money, because, you know, the Speaker of the House doesn't have a bank account.
Right.
Well, that's weird. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get all your, oh, I was about to say something that was going to get me in real trouble.
Sorry. I went there.
Caught it right there. It was, ooh, it's right there.
Pull it back. Bring it in.
So let's stick with the cashless society part of things and where we are with this.
I think in rural areas it's going to be much harder to get away from cash because we don't have the infrastructure for not only for the people who can't afford a smartphone, but the infrastructure to support smartphones.
Right.
We don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a lot of hurdles to jump before we get to this place.
Many.
We've got. I don't honestly. If we keep going the way we're going, I don't think this will ever happen.
Yeah.
Because we're only getting more. The gap between the top 1% mm-hmm. and us is only getting bigger. It's not closing in. So if you're going to have that, you're going to continue to have people who have less and less. Mm-hmm. And when you have less, how many people do you know who are, you consider poor in your own head, you consider poor that have a not only a credit card, but half of these other things that mm-hmm. we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about just people, but communities mm-hmm. and businesses. To Melissa's strong point here, I don't know if we're ever going to see this.
Right.
I think it's actually pretty far-fetched to think that we're even 5 years away from this.
Unless we're going to just totally disregard a giant portion of our society.
Which... you can't do. For one, that top 1% needs it.
Yep.
They're not where they are without
us.
I was going to say, how do they earn their money?
Yeah. That top 1%, most of the people that you see as the CEO or at the top of those things, or heck, most of the politicians you see are all silver spoon babies. Mm-hmm. All got money. How many of these people actually made something and put their hands in the dirt? Actually did something. They didn't just get money from their daddy.
And how many of them have actually handled cash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know.
You're filthy lucre. No.
If I'm throwing a number out there,
dirty
on that
money,
one, it's
I
like
don't want to touch it.
Maybe like 5%, maybe. I feel like that's a pretty high range there.
As long as we have a group of people like we've just basically
broadly
covered all
on.
Of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It without access to certain things, there's always going to be cash in some way, shape, or form. So, I mean, I'm with James on this one. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Now, if we want to just, fantasize for a moment about mm-hmm. what would be wonderful to have or to see, sure, it'd be great if we could move away from cash.
Yeah, I thank you, Melissa. I wanted to find a rising note to end the segment on, and a funny note. And to me, that's where I was going to go is especially for a lot of men, your butt comes back. For some of us, we actually had one because I don't have one. But if I put my wallet in the back of my pocket,
I have half a one.
I have half, and I'll take it. I'll take it, Melissa.
It's not good for your hips, James. Don't sit on your wallet.
No. I actually never have because I'm from the city, and you don't
you never put anything in your back pocket.
You put your wallet in your front pocket in the city. And there's a little note for everybody out there. But that's I think that there's a lot of – it's a great start to the conversation here. I think that there is some advantages. If we are able to get away from this, it'd be kind of fun to be able to not have to worry about cash for anything.
Yeah, because then we would have infrastructure to support the smartphones everywhere across the country. All of those people would have access to a smartphone, to a bank account, to the option of digital money. Mm-hmm. And then they would also have money.
Yeah.
So, this is a really, really positive thing.
I'm interested to see where this goes. You can go to Yahoo Finance to read the whole article. Mm-hmm. Yahoo Finance, again, a shout out to them and the great reporting. And we always want to hear from you guys. You can call up anytime, next 2 hours, talk to us about this. I mean, you could call up in the next 3 hours, but I'm not sure if Jane will know what we're talking about.
That would be hilarious.
Well, she'd love to take your calls, though.
She would. Please make sure to call up and listen in on Jane's show. We want to wrap up the opening monologue here with an interesting one. The city of Kyle, Texas, is making a last-minute push for people named Kyle to attend its second annual gathering of the Kyles to break a Guinness World Record.
Because they failed the first time.
Yeah, the first gathering of Kyles, part of the annual Kyle Fair, attracted 1,490 people bearing the same name, the same first name in 2023, but fell short of the Guinness World Record, of the largest same name gathering. The record was set in Bosnia, Herzegovina, in 2017 with 2,325.
Wow. Kyles?
Ivans, I believe.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say.
One name, yeah.
I think it
in
was
Bosnia?
Ivans.
I don't think there's that many Kyles
Shocking
there.
Number of Kyles there, yes.
That'd be hilarious. That would be great. The second gathering of Kyles takes place 1 p.m. Saturday at Lake Kyle Park, and the organizers are hoping enough people with the first name Kyle expected exact spelling is required show up for the record.
See, they're sticklers. That's
The problem.
All Kyles in attendance must show ID to prove their legal first names. Registration is required by 12:30 p.m. That day.
Okay.
Make every Kyle count, the city has said on social media. They're making a big push on this one. A big shout out to the city of Kyle seeing an opening and making advantage.
Yeah. Just jumping in, man.
That's good.
I did not even know there was a Kyle, Texas until this story.
That's true.
That's cool.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. But now there also needs to some city named Brian in the country and potentially one named Kevin. Because those are very, very popular names in our age demographic.
Right.
I don't
think there's a city named Melissa.
So I wanted to see which names. Now. I think John and some of those are pretty obvious that you would get a lot of people for. But what's that second tier? You know, that second
Brian.
Tier of names. And you hit it
Brian.
Right on the head, Brian. Yeah, that's number one draft pick right there, I think.
But the spelling is going to be an issue because...
Very many. That's very disparate.
It's very, they like to spell it different ways.
They do.
What would be the I don't know why, but I feel like a gathering of Tims. There's certain names that a gathering of Kyles almost has like a attention to it or something like that. But a gathering of Tims, that doesn't sound so bad. Like that seems like a bunch of people. You know, I don't. There's something
not scary at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I plead the fifth.
There's a handful of names out there that don't seem like they would be as I don't know. Well, a little harder certainly, but they don't. It seemed like it'd be a little more, interesting people. And there's names, too, that I think have a meaning to us when we hear them, certainly, that they have an attachment to them. We think of this name and we think of this, that kind of thing. So I think that you could have a lot of fun with this one. I think we need to look into cities that are that have first names, that are named after a first name. We have to look into that and help these cities out with, figuring out which one of these.
I love it, what you're saying about Tim being an unthreatening name. You know, it just wouldn't work. You know, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Voorhees. Mm. Tim.
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't work. You
doesn't
know?
Work. Really, doesn't no. work. Doesn't, no. Timothy. Doesn't really doesn't no. work. What name would you do if you were hosting this in Wisconsin? There's the big question. What Ooh. Name do you think would be that you'd get the most people for in Wisconsin?
Brian.
Yep, I knew it was coming. I think that's a good one. I think that you're going to probably run into a lot of Bretts and Aarons. You're going to see a lot of those.
I see where you're going there.
I think that there's those. I know I've met a couple Hanks. I got a nephew Hanked. There's a couple of those. So there's some good ones out there. Let's hear from you anytime during the next 2 hours. Call up and let us know how you feel about either of these topics. Know that we love hearing from you. You guys are a part of the show. You're kind of our third cast member, so you kind of should call in every once in a while.
Would that be the fourth cast member?
Something.
I don't
one,
count.
One, two, three. Oh.
It's you got.
Yeah, you're right.
We will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to market or follow the sign.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more. Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. It doesn't matter what job you're up against. Works, cordless, power tools, and lawn equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. The PowerShare 20-volt batteries run longer on a single charge, and they can be used with other Works tools. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works cordless power tools and lawn equipment today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow, and there could be heavy rain with any of these thunderstorms. In fact, by tomorrow night, when everything is over and done with, we could have an inch or more of rain. Today's high 72, tonight 58. Tomorrow, our high 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
It's time for the Old Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Their breakfast special today is from Tinga, and it's a shredded seasoned chicken and cheese with choice of potato or fruit, toast or cakes. They got some Ezekiel's. They're going to be doing Ezekiel soon, too. I love that they're featuring a lot of their staff's favorites and some of that.
No, that's cool.
It's a really cool idea. Go join them for that great menu and great atmosphere and the wonderful people over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to us with any of those. Feel free to, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. 424, go ahead and type into your search bar WFHR or WIRI and like those pages. And of course, call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600.
Just like this person did right here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, I don't know if you mentioned it or not while I was on hold, but for Wisconsin specifically, as long as it was spelling inclusive, the name Chris.
Chris.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a top five right there. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
You do.
Keep those calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600.
That doesn't have to be gendered.
True. No.
You could have both.
So. That's a really good
and
one.
And I think it is a good idea to have it spelling, you know, like, what if it starts with a C or a K? If it has an H or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody spells Chris with a Y, but more power to you.
They might.
Go right ahead.
They might.
Let's dive into our birthday and anniversary club. And I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. I want to dive right into the list. But first up, we want to take a moment to remember one of the people that part of the reason any of us are here right now and a guy who ran this news network. For a long time, I'm sorry, I don't have the words. I need a teleprompter for these kind of things. In memory today, we remember Carl J. Hilke. Mm-hmm. Today would have been his 69th birthday. Mm-hmm. We think of him all the time. I know I shouldn't say we. I think of him all the time. I don't know if there's many days that I come in here and don't. And certainly I'm extremely thankful to Carl for not only the work and the friendship. When I first started in radio, I mentioned before that I started on 9/12, the day after 9/11. You can imagine how busy Carl was on that day.
Right.
Booking around, almost runs into me as he's turning the corner, stops and takes a beat, said, "You're the new guy, right? Hey, James," and introduced himself and then just buried along. But he didn't have to do that. From that moment on, him and I were friends, and I'm so thankful that the last years that he was able to do this job, I not only got to do it with him, but got to let him be a little loose, let him be a little bit more freer, get to try some things that he never got to do some more music talk and comedy and these things. Yes, he covered news better than most anybody will ever cover it in this state, but he also had a comedic side and a very funny side, a love of music, a love of baseball, and so many things. We were able to explore that.
Nice.
one of the best partners I've ever had in radio. I pitched something. Carl's like, let's do it. Like, are you sure? Let's do it. Just the definition of a say yes in improv kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I miss him every day. And that's just me. I cannot imagine how our listeners feel that got to know him for so long. Mm-hmm. So many people that became friends with Carl out there. So many people that worked with Carl, that listened to Carl, that appreciated Carl, that learned things from Carl's news. Mm-hmm. And certainly none of this, all of this pales in comparison to the heart of this station and Pam Hilke.
Yes.
We're thinking of all of you and remembering Carl and every day. Appreciate him. Thank you very much for putting this on here, Pam. Carl would have gotten a kick out of his 69. Mm-hmm. That 69. That just, wouldn't have let that go. Been a gag all day. It would have been a gag. We dive into our regular list here, and we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ken Sanders.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Ken, we wish you the best of days. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Bailey Brooks.
Bailey, happy birthday.
Birthday, Bailey.
What a name.
That is a fun name.
It's a great one. Nice job, Mom and Dad. Not bad. happy birthday to you, Bailey. Thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Greatly appreciate you doing that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into our celebrity list. Jack Gleason is 32. He was Joffrey on Game of Thrones. Good actor is getting some roles out there. I thought he was a little younger than that. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, he played a little younger.
John Party is 39, a country singer. Mm-hmm. You're a singer, a musician, and your last name's Party. I mean, that's
awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty good right there.
That you is have no name. Choice but to go into kind of showbiz.
Really? It's either that or it's what was that, those party stores? I don't know if they still have them or not.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's just called the Party Store, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. You go in there and you can find all the stuff for birthday parties and
exactly
all those things.
Exactly what you're talking
Balloons,
about.
Balloons, streamers.
I feel like there's another parallel universe where that's where John went. And he just went all into that world and everything.
The party world.
Busta Rhymes is 52. Real name, Trevor Taham Smith Jr.
Oh, okay.
Chuck D from Public Enemy actually gave him the name Busta Rhymes as a shout out to former the old wide receiver George Buster Rhymes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, Chuck D gives you a name, you go with it.
You just go with it.
I don't care what it is. one of the more popular and better NASCAR racers in our lifetime is, I think, Tony Stewart is 53 today.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised I haven't heard that name in a while. I know he's been doing some other racing, and he kind of doesn't race as much. But
I was going to say, he's somewhat retired now, I think.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors, one of the, I think, the better... it's hard to call him a character actor because he's had so much work, but Timothy Olyphant is 56 today.
Mm.
Underrated actor, I'll say that much.
Right.
A lot of people know him from the Netflix comedy Santa Clara Diet, Seth Bullock on Deadwood. I think a lot of us know him as Waylon on Justified, which he just was incredible. Basically, if there is a role that you need somebody in a cowboy hat for, and you can't get Sam Elliott, you get Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
There ain't many people that have looked better in a cowboy hat either. Great performance in The Mandalorian as well.
Although that's also kind of a Western style, too. He's a little bit typecast, but to your point, he's done both. He's done character work. He's done leading. He's, like you said, in Justified, he was the leading guy on that one, so he can do both,
And he was in Live Free or Die Hard.
That was
not a cowboy role.
Magnificent bad guy in that. The ending of that movie, the way Bruce takes him out, is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in TV and movie history. One of my favorite endings. I'm not saying it's a great movie, but one of my favorite endings to a movie. It's so, oh my God, what he does is so cool. It really is. You got to see. Even if you just watch the last 10 minutes of the movie, you got to watch it. And great work. Very versatile actor, too. His work with Drew Barrymore in the Santa Clara Diet was really funny. It was great to see him do a comedic role.
Right.
And I like her a lot. I actually saw her in a little bit of her in an Adam Sandler movie over the weekend, and they did a couple of movies together. One of the more versatile actors that we don't give credit to is Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She really is. And so everybody loves working with her, too. I think that's kind of cool. Happy 56 to Timothy Olyphant.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy Cohen is 58. Natalie on Facts of Life. That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, wow. Bronson Pinchot is 65.
Love him.
Long before Urkel or Screech or so many of those kind of characters. There was Balky.
There was Balky.
Balky on Perfect Strangers. My aunt Pat loved that show. It was a good show.
He is so good. You know, he's kind of taken a really interesting turn in the end of, you know, recently in his career. He's become a big book narrator.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he's very good at it.
Yes, yeah, and I think that's so cool that mm-hmm. he's found a. It's so mm-hmm. much being able to be versatile and pivot. One of my favorites, Dave Thomas is 75 today. The guy who did Bob and Doug McKenzie with Rick Moranis. He's just did so many great Second City roles over the years, and a great movie actor as well.
Right, he was on the '90s show Grace Under Fire.
Yeah, that's right.
He was
right,
the second banana on that one, mm-hmm. and he was very good in that too. Yes,
yeah, great actor, great mm-hmm. actor. One of the greats. When we're going to talk about music, you have to talk about Cher.
Yes.
78 for Cher.
Wow.
Mm.
Still going strong.
Yeah. Yeah, still touring, still going
She's
strong,
doing it,
still
man.
Doing her thing. Yeah, you can't talk about music without talking about her and certainly her the arc of her career.
It's
and
been
everything.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Absolutely remarkable.
And I think that the thing that is almost least surprising to me of it is that she's still going. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised by that. She, if you've seen her recently and everything, like, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you go out there?
Go for it.
She sounds great. She looks great. Like, I'd be going out there, too. I even if I didn't have a show, I might be going out there and stuff. Like, well, I might as well. I mean, and then there's some people no longer with us, like the great Joe Cocker, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2014. Get by with a little help from my friends, of course, the cover of the Beatles song. Most people growing up in the 80s or late 90s remember the Wonder Years and may have gotten turned on to Joe Cocker through that.
Yep. Great interpreter of songs.
You can leave your hat on.
Yep, that's a classic. Love that song.
I don't know. Name me another singer that was like Joe Cocker.
Mm.
Because I think about this part too, especially as we go along, and it seems like we get more and more picky with our singers, or singers have to be a little bit more perfect in some ways. I mean, with their actual singing, we've gotten a lot away from a lot of the '90s grunge kind of raspy voice, kind
mumbly,
of a lot,
raspy,
you know,
yeah,
and some
right.
of that. Mm. Even mumble rap has gone away, and some of those things. So it's becoming more and more where no matter what genre you're doing,
precise,
you got to be precise in everything. Joe Cocker, the exact opposite of that. And I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I loved his style of singing. Mm-hmm. I'd be remiss if I did not mention one of the greatest impressions of all time is Belushi doing Joe Cocker in front of Joe Cocker, and Joe Cocker laughing and loving it.
Oh, yeah.
Those that don't know, behind the scenes of that, Belushi was embarrassed and was a big Joe Cocker fan and was afraid that he would offend Joe Cocker. So he was never going to do this when Joe Cocker came on Saturday Night Live or anything. Joe Cocker almost wouldn't do Saturday Night Live unless Belushi did it. That's how much he thought it was funny and loved it and everything.
He knew who he was.
Well, he had
he
a song named Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's another cover of an Animal song, too, by the way. Oh, he was so good at that.
One of the greatest actors of all time, Jimmy Stewart, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1997. I feel very comfortable saying that.
Yes.
I don't think that you can argue with his body of work.
No.
It's a Wonderful Life, obviously. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. The Man Who Knew Too Much. But for me, Harvey, Vertigo, these are the show. When I say that about Jimmy Stewart, I'm not disregarding those other performances, especially Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. But my goodness, Harvey, I didn't know he could do that. And it's a dream role of mine because of his performance. And man, he shows you something in Vertigo. He shows you he can work with Hitchcock. He shows you he is not
type of performance.
Those are really good. It's The Shootist for me.
Oh.
The Shootist is my favorite John Wayne movie, maybe my favorite Jimmy Stewart movie, maybe my favorite Ron Howard performance. It's an underrated movie, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's I don't know. There's something about it. It still holds up. Yep. I watched it with my mom not even a year ago, and it still, to me, is such a great film. And his performance, man, just get goosebumps thinking about his performance.
I forget about him. He was in a lot of Westerns,
mm-hmm.
and you forget about
Shenandoah.
That. He was such a versatile actor.
Arrow.
He could do anything. He could do comedy. He could do. He could do any. Literally anything. He was
the
one of the greats.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
I know that's a good. It's one of my favorite westerns.
Part of what is an influence to me. He didn't start out as one. I'll be completely honest. Growing up on a lot of these actors from my Nan and Papa, he was one of the ones that I was like, I don't know. I don't, because all I saw was It's a Wonderful Life,
right.
and stuff, and I
don't
didn't
you
really.
Know me, Mary?
There was something about his acting style that didn't really pull me in. It wasn't until I got older and I heard how hard he worked in casting sessions and to get these roles. Because of his voice, because of his delivery, he got typed very early in his career. Yep. And is one of the few actors who was able to break away from that because he was so dang talented. It didn't hurt that you have, hey, I'm Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life and some of those things to go into this stuff. But where a lot of actors would play it safe, like a lot of actors did back then,
right.
Just played it safe and everything, Jimmy Stewart constantly tried to try different roles, push himself, and pushed against a lot of things that his agent and others wanted him to do.
Oh my gosh, there's this hilarious, he was the guest of the Jack Benny Show.
Yeah.
And to tell you how good he was at comedy, so he goes, you know, Jack is talking to him about movie con, you know, like, you know, I'm with Paramount or whoever with Jack was with at the time, and Jimmy's like, he's like, what have you been doing? And he's like, oh, I did a picture for Universal, and then I did a picture for Paramount, and then I did a picture for, you know, he was one of the first free agents. You know, he didn't do long-term contracts, he just did one-offs. To which Jack replies, oh, having trouble keeping work, huh?
Oh, the great Jack Benny. Few had timing or wit like him.
Yeah.
One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Carl J. Hilke, who we miss and we're thinking of today. We certainly want to wish a happy birthday to Ken Sanders.
Happy birthday, Ken.
And to our qualifier, Bailey Brooks.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. And keep celebrating and having a good time with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open till 2 today. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats in November.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WISP Politics luncheon last week lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps no matter who wins in November. A Dodge County board member says he was never a risk to kids when he took a loaded gun with him to an elementary school in Neosho last week. Daniel Siegman was released last Thursday after spending the night in the Dodge County jail. He's charged with felony firearm possession on school grounds. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Quilts of Valor ceremony will take place this Saturday at the former East Junior High School in Wisconsin Rapids. Sean Plant, post commander of our VFW Post 2534, said this historic event will be the first in Wisconsin and possibly the first in the nation.
This is the first all-female Quilts of Valor ceremony in the United States. There's going to be about 48 females, veterans, that are going to be getting their Quilt of Valor that day. And that happens on May 25th, and the ceremony starts at 2 p.m. at the East Junior High Gymnasium.
You can come down and witness this historic event on Saturday, May 25th at 311 Lincoln Avenue. Because of the construction, it'll be best to enter from 8th Street South and park on the lot on 6th Street. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out three times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up four runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. and I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. Three up, three down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn watching the rookies work alongside the second and third-year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was and your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow, and there could be heavy rain with any of these thunderstorms. In fact, by tomorrow night, when everything is over and done with, we could have an inch or more of rain. Today's high 72, tonight 58. Tomorrow, our high 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Need some rain songs. There's some songs about no rain or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that.
Melissa, Seth James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Helping us have some fun this morning, and we appreciate you doing that. Going to get into some fun stuff today. Now, we do have a couple things that we want to get into, and I think are necessary. I do want to warn the audience, I have a palate cleanser. I have a palate cleanser for the end of the segment. But I want to start the segment doing something I've never done on the air. I have mentioned Ron Johnson a number of times on the air, in part because I've reached out to his staff and his team, and you know, to get interviews with him. I have a lot of questions for him, and he's never responded. And they've been pretty blunt about it, and they don't really have an interest. So that's fine. That's fine. We just keep the door open and everything. But I'm actually going to start off by thanking Ron Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've never done that before. Never, not even close. But if you go to Wisconsin Public Radio and check out the article from Rich Kremer that was released, and a shout out to him in the nice reporting, Ron Johnson has called for his GOP to set aside squabbles on abortion in order to win elections. And I would like to thank him for giving us one of the best prime examples we are going to have for rank choice voting. Now, take a drink of your coffee if you're waiting for us to say rank choice voting, because you know you're going to take a drink of coffee anytime I mention it or anything. Because between now and November, oh, you're going to hear that term a lot, everybody. A lot. Because I'm a big believer in this. And I think that I have a team here that also feels very similar. And if I'm being honest, when I talk to listeners, when I talk to our community, I'm just speaking of Wisconsin Rapids, I think that overwhelmingly people are behind this and people are tired of this. I had an interview with Senator Teston last Friday, and one of the parts of the conversation came up about the idea that Governor Evers not doing this or this because of an election year. And I turned to him and said, well, what about the, you know, that both sides do this? The Republican Party has made it very clear they don't want to vote on anything to do with the border or anything like that because it's an election year, and how ridiculous this is. how silly this is, how the American people see right through this, and the games don't work anymore. And Senator Tesson, to his credit, was like, yes, that's what I'm hearing from my constituents, too. They see through these things. They don't see this as a good thing or anything like that. But every time, and anybody does this, Democrat or Republican, does something like this, all they do is give us, for one, they show you their hand. They show you their hand.
There, yeah.
They're not even playing cards. They're playing cards like a little kid where they've got the hand showing you. They're showing you their hand and everything as we're playing Go Fish or something like that. One, it's just about their party. It's just about winning. Mm-hmm. It's not about us.
No. And it's not about the issues.
No. It's not about the issues. It's not about getting good things done and taking care of the Wisconsin people or protecting the Wisconsin people or any of these things. It's not about that to them. It's about winning. Mm-hmm. It's about them staying in power, keeping the dollars that they're getting, because every one of them got somebody in their pocket. Go ahead and look it up yourselves. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. You can look it up yourself nowadays to see who, what representative and what politician, what is in their pocket.
OpenSecrets.com.
And thank you, Seth. And I have to say something too. I swear on everything I am, I will say this about any politician. I've never seen a more cowardly party or a more cowardly act than to just, I'm not trying to lump all party members in. This is where we get in trouble when we generalize. Mm-hmm. And I just about did it right there. I caught myself, and I'm owning that. It's not certainly everybody, but the people that just kind of bow and kiss the ring in the butt of a former president or anybody really. But in this particular case, of just the, God, I'm so afraid of offending him and his people. Mm. I'm going to do whatever he says. Yeah. I'm just going to be a follower. Do you think this country was built on followers? You think this country was built on people? Did George Washington, oh God, I'm afraid of George Washington and his opinions. I better do what he says. No, the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Washington was one of the few people that wanted people in his cabinet that didn't always agree with him. I think maybe my favorite political story of all time is Abraham Lincoln first getting into office. And what was his first act? Hiring people for his cabinet that he just ran against.
Yep.
Because Lincoln understood that he didn't know everything. Be weary of the person, especially politician, that acts like they know better than you, that they know more than you, that they know something that we don't. Because they what they know is what's going on behind the curtain. And it's not the betterment of us. It's not to the betterment of us.
No.
So, yeah, thanks for doing that, Ronnie. I can call you Ronnie, right? I mean, until you correct me, I'm going to call you Ronnie.
Until he comes on and gives you an interview. Yeah, he tells you not to call him that, right?
Please, feel free. James.Mailoff@civicmedia.us. Really looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah.
And thank you again for helping us push ranked choice voting even further down the line getting this to a place where it's about the American people and not about you guys.
Yep, let's do it.
Again, you can find that article at WPR.org. Speaking of great articles, our own Melissa Kay just came out with a fantastic article. I encourage you to check out at civicmedia.us and put it on my Facebook page. You put it on yours, Melissa? Mm, and
I believe
stuff.
So. Yeah, yeah. We're talking about the library?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I didn't tee you up before the segment about that. I apologize.
No,
that's on me.
Because I put out articles.
You put out
pretty
articles.
Regularly now. But yes.
Just heard a lot from a lot of our listeners how much they've appreciated that reporting, mm-hmm. and they really enjoyed that article. So I want to tell people to check that out. Again, civicmedia.us. Now, very similar to something that's old and it doesn't have a lot of use anymore, and really we're growing past as a society. We're going to talk weather vanes.
Woo! Weather vanes.
Well, it was a pretty good transition. That's all right. That's all right. I worked all night on that. If you're doing some spring cleaning and you come across a strange old weather vane, you might want to make sure it wasn't stolen.
Oh.
What?
Earlier this year, a town in France could finally put an old mystery to bed. Back in 1999, the town's golden weather vane mysteriously vanished. But back in January, the thief was found.
Oh, wow.
They were actually ID'd because of the credit card they used to mail it back. And since they were voluntarily returning it, the town didn't pursue charges.
Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah.
But before we can really celebrate that, yet another long-lost weather vane has been found. Back in 1983, two thieves used ladders and ropes to ascend on the rooftop of the train depot in White River Junction in Vermont and steal its historic weather vane. For 40 years, the mystery remained uncracked, but earlier this month, it was returned after it was unearthed by a Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
They said it was discovered in the estate of a collector of Americana named Martin Shack. Yeah, there's some cool follow-up questions I got on that one.
Yeah, for Mr. Anyway.
It's unclear how he got it, but there's a good chance he didn't know it was stolen. Collectors who know they own stolen art do not list for sale with a major auction house because it would easily be traced back.
Right, it doesn't really add up.
A new permanent home hasn't been picked, but local officials want to choose a public place where it could be seen and appreciated, and maybe, you know, in front of the police department or something like that.
Make sure it's not stolen again,
Okay. Why would you steal a weather vane? I mean, the golden one, maybe, if it's actually gold. But they didn't do anything with it.
The guy that mailed it back just answered the question because he didn't know either.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to keep it. What do I do with this now? I guess I got to give it back. There's nothing I can do with it.
And then mailed it and then using mailed, a yeah. credit card.
At 2 a.m., it was a good idea. It was a good idea at 2 a.m. But, you know, some time passes and you're like, I don't know what to do with this thing.
They're closing in on me. It's time to get rid of this thing. Let's go to the post office.
Remember when I was a kid and there was somebody they caught trying to steal the Hope Diamond. And I remember hearing this story as a kid on the news and everything. And I have to be like 8 or 9 or something like that. And my first thought is, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with something like that? You can't sell it on eBay.
No.
You can't even sell it on the black market or anything like that. Like, even there, you'd get caught up and stuff.
Right, exactly. So like some, you know, eccentric, you know, deranged millionaire, you
private
know,
collector.
But the reason a lot of them do that is to show it off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that. You can't show off that you have the Hope Diamond.
I kind of like the idea of whether it's the Hope Diamond or somebody with a bunch of weather vanes. They're just in their living room. And it's just something they admire. They appreciate every day. Like,
and never invite anybody over.
Yeah, exactly. Never. No, it's weird that we never go to John's house. He never invites us over.
What
it's
happened
weird.
There?
It's weird.
Really
why
weird.
He doesn't do that? Why?
He just gets so much enjoyment out of that person. Weather vane.
But John always seems to know what direction the wind is going. He always knows. Taking a break. Come back. Morning show on WFHR.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
This Memorial Day, Jammers Bar and Grill wants to salute all the men and women who have been in service. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and have a drink, some wings, or maybe even a pizza and share your stories to a team who is thankful for all you have sacrificed. There is enough room for everyone in the party room to come out and celebrate and remember those who have served this community and this country. Jammers Bar and Grill out on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Good food, good people, good times.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow, and there could be heavy rain with any of these thunderstorms. In fact, by tomorrow night, when everything is over and done with, we could have an inch or more of rain. Today's high 72, tonight 58. Tomorrow, our high 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Welcome to our house. We hope you're having a good one. Let's dive into this final topic to take you to the top of the hour. Remember, we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open, the award-winning segment Melissa worked so hard on. We appreciate that and looking forward to it. Have some entertainment news for you in that hour as well, if that ain't right story. Some good stories of the day, including some local news we want to touch on in coming up and going on in town here. But we start here with the five jobs on this list that are interesting. All of them are interesting.
Okay.
The five jobs with the most millionaires. It's interesting.
I'm guessing radio didn't make that list.
No, I'm guessing
double check here. No. Oh, actually, it laughed at me when I looked it up. Someone asked 10,000 millionaires who they built their wealth, how they built their wealth.
Who they built their wealth off of.
I was just going to say, it was so.
That was a Freudian slip. I like that one. Yeah.
It was, yeah. How they built their wealth and what they did for work. And one of the jobs with the most millionaires is teacher. It's because $1 million isn't really what it used to be anymore, and you get close as you get closer to so $1 million isn't really that much anymore once you get close to retirement, and they're also counting the value of your home.
Okay, so that's not liquid assets. Gotcha.
Because the idea of there being over 10,000 millionaires is a little far-fetched.
Yeah. Mm.
So by those standards, the five jobs with the most millionaires are engineer, accountant, teacher, people in management, and attorneys.
People in management.
So vague.
That's very,
very unspecific. Yeah. But okay, all right.
Doctor is sixth. They make a lot of money, but also spend a lot. The poll found doctors aren't great in general at managing their money.
Well, and they also have a ton of student debt.
Yeah,
that's true.
Is there anything to doctors spending money like they don't? There's no tomorrow.
Like, should we be worried?
Yeah, is there something to that? Should we be digging into that one a little bit? Hey, Doc. Hey, what up, Doc? The poll.
Spend it now. Yeah, spend it now while you still can.
Those golf clubs aren't going to buy themselves.
The poll found the two main ways people reach at least $1 million in wealth is in 2024 is by investing in a 401k and buying a house they eventually pay off.
There you go. That makes sense.
That's the trick. Paying it off.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Now, it does seem like, too, like they're kind of moving the goalpost around here on this, though. They want to do an article that with the big headline, millionaires, and all this. Yeah. But then they use to kind of like decide this. It isn't how a lot of us do this in our heads.
Right.
I'm not saying it's wrong. Yeah. I don't know what the best way to do that is. But it certainly seems like they're kind of... hedging a little bit more and trying to like include something here. And I was weary about doing this article in the idea of somebody spitting this and like teachers are making too much or something like that. Who knows nowadays the narratives that can get created from just a simple thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For all the talk of cancel culture and things like that, the only side that seems to really do that is the red and some of that, the extreme red, I say, where all the other stuff happens. It doesn't really happen. So when you have things like this that I don't think are controversial or anything like that, it's just data. You never know when they're going to spin that or where that's going to go.
Well, the idea is the word millionaire, because I think that has that's a very loaded question in a lot of ways. Do you think of a millionaire as someone who's got a house and a large retirement fund? Is that where your mind goes?
Millionaire?
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't, you know.
It's not the first thing you think of.
Yeah, right.
You think of somebody who is wallowing in so much cash.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, pretty much diving into their gold vault.
Yes.
Because they have all of this money to spend. That's not necessarily the case.
No.
You know, it's invested. It's not liquid assets.
Right, exactly.
As we think of cash in the bank.
I love the idea of somebody literally trying, you know, just getting a, they finally make a bunch of money and they want to have a room that's just got this. They want to do the Scrooge McDuck thing. They want to dive into the money. And they do all this and they try to dive into the money. And physics happens.
And then pain. So much pain.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and they have to spend all that money on hospital bills.
Broken neck. But as a kid, you know, that was such a cool thing. So much money, he can swim in it.
Yeah, great character too. So,
Awful Duck.
Oh, Awful Duck. Awful Duck.
By the way, totally ethnically very problematic, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
The whole Scottish thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not actually, you could not get away with that anymore.
No.
He's been grandfathered in, but.
There's quite
a few things from our childhood are the same.
My goodness, you are not kidding.
Not wrong.
Anytime you're trying to like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna let my kids see this. This should be, oh no, oh no.
Well, but, or see it and then have a conversation about it.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah,
you know, we have grown since then.
We have got the Cranberry Blossom Festival kicking off in June. We're excited about this as we get ready for it. It's a month away.
It's practically here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's exactly a month away, everybody. June 20th through the 23rd, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. One of our signature events kicks off. We're looking forward to this. You want to know what's going on? We got pamphlets right here.
Woo. Maps and everything.
Yeah, it's really cool. Stop on by and pick one of these up. You can also pick up a Wisconsin Rapids Rafters 2024 year schedule.
Get it in your pocket.
Yeah. All you got to do, say hi to Pam. Say hi to Pam.
If you need a pamphlet, come see Pam.
You must be a dad.
She's gonna let that sit there.
A dad joke.
No, we gotta let him. We gotta just let him sit there. In that. We gotta let him
wallow in that over there.
As somebody who is very guilty of doing that kind of humor, definitely. You gotta sit in that one, man. In fact, time out. You're in time out.
Okay.
You're in time out till the end of the segment.
I'll be over here.
I appreciate the attempt, though. I loved it. We again want you to come on by, pick up these pamphlets, pick up a Rafter schedule, come by, say hi to the team here. We always love hearing from you and seeing from you. Great stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Stick around. More serious comedy to start your day right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. State media say funeral rites for Iran's president.